USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a sweeping coronavirus vaccine mandate for all private employers in New York City on Monday morning to combat the spread of the Omicron variant. Mr. de Blasio said the aggressive measure, which takes effect December 27th, was needed as a preemptive strike.
We're going to have some other measures as well to really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now with COVID.
De Blasio said the new measure would apply to about 184,000 businesses. President Biden is calling prescription drug prices outrageously expensive. Speaking at the White House, Biden said the U.S. has the most expensive prescription drug prices of any developed nation in the world and said the Build Back Better legislation will bring down the cost of prescriptions. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki pushed back Monday on reports of bullying and criticism inside Vice President Kamala Harris's office. Psaki also denied that a Harris aide who tweeted about how much he loves his job was instructed to do so by higher-ups.
I'm not aware of any asks for a positive tweet or a specific tweet. I would point you to the Vice President's office, but I work with a number of people in the Vice President's office who certainly are looking forward to continuing their jobs.
Senator Bob Dole's casket will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol on Thursday as congressional leaders honor the former Republican presidential candidate and World War II veteran who served in Congress for 36 years. Dole died Sunday at the age of 98. He was a leader known for his caustic wit. He shaped tax and foreign policy, enshrining protections against discrimination in employment, education, and public services in the Americans with Disabilities Act. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
The U.S. is concerned with what Russia intends to do with Ukraine.
As tensions run high between the United States and Moscow, the Biden administration is growing concerned about a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. This comes as new U.S. intelligence reports that the Kremlin has drafted plans for a military offensive involving an estimated 175,000 troops as early as next year. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reacts to the most recent intelligence report.
It's looking more and more like Vladimir Putin intends to redraw another border by force. The escalation of Putin's ongoing war against Ukraine is an immediate threat to Ukraine's sovereignty and to the security of its people.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Democrat-led House Ethics Committee announced on Monday its intention to fine Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Bob Good of Virginia, and Andrew Clyde of Georgia for violating a House mask mandate put in place with no Republican support. The rule, introduced as House Resolution 38 in January, directs the House Sergeant-at-Arms to impose a $500 fine for a first offense and a $2,500 fine for any subsequent offense against a member. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.